Genre. Expository texts explain what certain things are and how they came to be or behave. As you read, notice how the text's organizational pattern helps explain insect behavior. Question of the week. How do animals adapt to survive? Amazing Animals, Changing to Survive, by John Herring. Change, change, change. Can you think of different situations when you change something about yourself to suit the place you are in? It may be something simple, like putting up an umbrella when you need to walk outside in the rain, or taking off a wool sweater when you go into a warm room so you don't feel too hot or start to sweat. In fact, sweat, even if it's sometimes annoying and trickles down our neck, it is a really amazing thing that our bodies do. Our brain is always collecting information from the nerves that run through our bodies. Then, without us directly thinking, "I must cool down," our clever brain controls how hot we are by letting the sweat out onto the skin, where it enables us to cool down. Humans sometimes choose to change their bodies. People make their hair lighter, darker, as red as fire, or blue as the ocean because they like it that way. A dentist can take a tooth out when it hurts. We even grow more than one set of teeth because it is useful to our bodies to work that way. Smaller teeth when our mouths are still small, then adult teeth after we are about six. Why do animals change? But what about animals? We know they don't use language and have thoughts like humans do. Perhaps they don't make specific decisions, such as cutting their nails or styling their hair into a mustache like some men do. However, animals do possess instincts that are critical for their survival. Tree-dwelling monkeys, as babies, instinctively grip onto their mothers as they swing about so they don't fall into the forest below where all kinds of dangers lurk. There are vultures who live in the dry, sterile desert and have pure white feathers. These birds prefer to blend in with the pink and orange mud of their surroundings, so they roll around in the mud to disguise themselves from things that hunt them. Extraordinary animals. Now let's think about some really amazing animals that have become physically specialized so that they can live in difficult environments and have more chance of survival. Sometimes it's because lots of other animals would kill them for food, given half the chance. Other times, it's because resources, like water and shelter, are scarce in the place where these animals make their habitat. Kangaroos are a great example. They only live in Australia, in the wild, although humans have brought them to zoos in other places too. There are lots of very visible adaptations that kangaroos have, like their boxer front legs and feet, their teeth, and their pouches. You may be surprised to learn that scientists don't always agree on the best way of explaining the reasons behind these developments in kangaroo bodies. Third-legged kangaroos. What's the first thing you notice about a kangaroo? They have huge, strong rear legs and much smaller front limbs, like a Tyrannosaurus rex, although they certainly aren't related. Kangaroos also have really big feet. When the climate and environment of a place are a certain type, the things that live there evolve so that they can live there more easily. In the case of the Australian desert, the climate is very hostile. There's not much water, and there are fewer nutritious plants and other things that kangaroos need to eat. Having long back legs and big strong feet means that the kangaroo can travel long distances in search of plants and water. Most zoologists, scientists who study animals and their behavior, agree on that aspect of the kangaroo's evolution and adaptation. Recently, some of them changed their minds on the function of the kangaroo's long tail. One camp still firmly believes that the tail is there to help balance. Others observed how kangaroos jump, using the most up-to-date cameras and video techniques to record their movements in slow motion. Now, they have suggested that kangaroos use their tail as if it were a third leg. Covered in mucus. Like humans, Kangaroos have evolved with teeth that suit their way of life. Their front ones are sharp and angled in a way that means they can pull up plants and vegetation even when it's short and hard to reach. No grass is inaccessible to the kangaroo. Their most famous feature is the pouch they live in when they are infants. In fact, kangaroo babies are born after only 1 month compared to 9 months for a human fetus. However, as soon as this happens, they are all covered in mucus, yuck, they reattach to the mother and live in the pouch. They have no fur and are still developing during this period. This enables the mother to become pregnant again quickly while she is still carrying the baby in the outer pouch. Excellent swimmers. Our next example is the penguin. They swim, and they look like they have fur, but penguins aren't fish and they aren't mammals. They're highly adapted birds. At some time in the past, they must have been able to fly, but they lost this power and evolved to swim in the cold sea around them. Their wings remained, but became strong propellers that move them through the ocean. Their feet are still capable of walking, but they are also able to act like flippers to help the wings. Disguised for the occasion. Just like the kangaroos, there are many body parts that penguins rely on and that are adapted perfectly to suit the polar sea environment. Their feathers are thick or dense, and their spacing allows lots of air to be trapped close to the skin, which acts as insulation in the cold. Even the color patterns on their bodies serves a purpose. Their lower feathers are white, so that hunters swimming below them won't see the penguin against the pale surface of the water. Their upper feathers are black to protect them from predators above. Penguins also have instinctive group behavior and cooperate with each other to make sure they survive as a species. For example, they migrate together for between 96 and 160 kilometers each season to lay eggs. Once the eggs are laid, the males and females work together to watch over them and keep them safe. Can you see me? The final amazing animal is the chameleon. They look like miniature dragons. Nearly every aspect of their body is so specialized and different from humans and mammals that chameleons seem to have been shaped up from a fantasy tale. Their eyes can move separately from each other and look around in 360-degree vision. The insides of the eye and the nerves that connect eye to brain allow them to see ultraviolet light, a kind of light that most other animals can't see. Their spiky heads are a form of camouflage. They disguise the chameleon's outline among the grasses and plants they live around. And their most famous and jaw-dropping feature, the chameleon can change the color of its scales to blend in and hide. They also change color depending on the temperature and the mood they are in. It's all about survival. Kangaroos, penguins, and chameleons are a highly varied selection of animals. In themselves, they have very distinct physical features. Whether it's their pouch, their feathers, or their all-seeing eyes. Kangaroos are mammals, marsupials, to be exact. Penguins are birds, and chameleons are reptiles. Those labels are used in biology to explain and classify what is different about types of living creatures. But even though they look and behave so differently on the outside, you have probably noticed as you read about them that the reasons behind the adaptations are often quite similar. It is all about survival, having the best possible chance to avoid being eaten or attacked by another animal. And of course, making sure that the animals reproduce and have younger generations to continue their species on our planet. From generation to generation. Let's end by thinking about how these changes happen over time in different species. As humans, we think thoughts and make decisions on what to do next. Open the umbrella or take off our coat. Animals might also do this, like the vultures who roll in pink mud to disguise themselves. But their body type and their behavior is passed down from parent to child. The animals, whose parents passed on the best physical form, like longer legs, or the best behavior, like rolling in the mud, are the ones who live to create another generation. And so, it continues.